Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
We're going to be reading, we're studying from section 43. The heavens and the earth were finished. Verse 176. Vayechulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzivam. Rabbi Elazar patach ma'arav tuvcha asher apanta li re'echa pa'alta lachosim v'ach neged b'nei adam tachatzei kudsha barichu. Bara levar nash the alma the adkin leya lemechewe shalim the fulchanea ulit takana arho begin diske lin hora ilaa deganis. Kudsha barichu, l'tzadikayayo, kada ayin lo ra'ata, Elohim zulatcha, yaselimcha kei, limcha kelo. The heavens and the earth were finished along with all their hosts. Rabbi Elazar quoted, "How great is your goodness, which you have laid out for those who fear you. You have wrought for them who put their trust in you. Before the sons of men, come and see. The Holy One, blessed be, placed man in the world. He gave him the abilities to perfect himself in his service, and to correct his ways so as to merit the supernal light that the Holy One, blessed be he, saved for the righteous. This is as it is written, no eye has seen Elohim, alluding to the stored light. The words you will do for those who await you refers to the righteous." Are there any questions or comments?
This is saying that God created everything in six days and rested on the seventh because it wasn't finished.
No, he wasn't tired. The question that's being asked is, did God create everything in 6-7 days? And he rested in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh, and then he, and so for all of which is corrupted interpretation of the readings of what's there in the Genesis. God completed his work in 7 days, not six. He rested when he was completed with his work, but he worked on Shabbat. That's what the Torah actually says. In addition to that, he was not tired when he completed his work. He left his work incomplete so that man would perfect himself by completing the work. But can we get back to the verse that we just read? Does anybody have any comments or thoughts questions you want to ask about this verse.
Well, I have a thought.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, I think I remember you saying one time that the Creator wasn't the light, but was the light was an extension of the Creator.
That's correct.
And I kind of, as you were reading it, I felt like what this was saying, that the Creator's goodness is there for us to be able to draw from, to meet him, I guess you'd say, through the Torah, through the Zohar. And that light is there for us to be able to reach him and to know of the Creator and have a relationship with him.
The light is what is good.
Mm-hmm.
The Kabbalists use the word light. The Torah uses the word light. There's lots of information in the gematria of the word light, which is or, the idea of what is light and so forth. There's a lot of information there, a lot of hinting. But essentially, the Creator created the desire to receive. And that desire to receive requires a fulfillment. And that is the light. That is what is good. That's my understanding. That's my opinion.
Nice.
The Kabbalists just look at the word or the phrase, he said there was light. And so they use the word light to represent the Creator, because we're not capable, while we're in a physical form, to understand or connect directly with the Creator. So is the light God? No. Is the light the Creator? No. It's an extension of the Creator. Its purpose is to fulfill any and all desires. And by doing so, reward the spiritual work that an individual desired to receive, which is also known as a human being, does in order to perfect the physical world so that it is perfect. It is complete. But God did his work in 7 days. He stopped his work and rested on the seventh day to teach us that we should rest on the seventh day. I hope that helps to clarify. And I did like what you said, Anna.
I do think those words stored light, though, kind of go along with finished. And awaiting for us, you know, for man to respond.
Yes, man needs to complete his work.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to perfect the world. He needs to, what does that mean to perfect the world? It means to finish and complete ultimately the work of the Creator.
Which means we have to perfect ourselves.
The only way we can perfect the work is to perfect ourselves. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go on with verse 177. Uvama iskeleya levarnash lehahu mohora. The Oraita, the Kolman, the Ishtadal, the Oraita, the Kol Yoma Iske, the Mechewe Leia, Uka Bialma, v'yate v'yitchashev le'ya ke'ilu v'anei almin deha b'yoraita itpenei alma v'yishtachlel ha'idiktiv Hashem v'hach ma'yasar eretz bonem shamayim Bitunau tiv vechie etzlo Amon veheye shashuim Yom yom vekol vishtadel Vashachlel almim Vekayem leya Vetachate berucha Avipu Shabarichu Alma Rucha Mitkai Marucha Dei Nun Dila An Dioraita Wekol Shaken Rucha Dechevel Diravye Diverav. And how can one merit the stored light? The answer is only through constant occupation with Torah. He who occupies himself with Torah every day merits a place in the afterworld, and it is considered as if he had built the world. Through Torah, the world was built and completed. Thus the words, Hashem founded the earth with wisdom, He established the heavens with understanding, refers to the wisdom and understanding found in the Torah. And it is also written that I will be a nursling. The Hebrew is Amon, with him, and I will be his delight every day, which means that Torah was his craftsmanship. The Hebrew word is Umanut, in creating the world. Thus, whoever embraces Torah completes and preserves the worlds. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, made the world by a breath, and by a breath it is preserved. It is preserved by the breath of the mouths of those who study Torah. It is preserved even more by the breath of the children in the houses of learning, because the world is preserved for them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I have a question. Is it telling us that just as Hashem used the Torah to create the world, that when we study the Torah, it's as if we're creating the world?
That is essentially what this verse has said. And yes, that is true. That's what the Kabbalists teach from this verse and from other sources.
Okay.
When you study the Torah changes you. When you are changed, you are reaching a greater level of perfection. A greater level, you're moving towards perfection. And it's considered as you are a co-creator with the light and with the Creator in creating the world.
Is that also when you read it in your own language rather than in the Hebrew? Or is I know the energy is greater
because the energy is lower when you read it in your own language. You're not as cleansed, and therefore the process is not as great. Ultimately, you will need to read it in the Hebrew to achieve the ultimate perfections.
Okay.
But if you read it in the Hebrew without ever reading it in your own language, without ever understanding what you're reading, it's also not complete, because you have to complete the levels underneath the top level.
Mm-hmm. Well, for years I read it in English and, you know, would look over a few verses in Hebrew. And then I guess for the last 2 years, you know, especially since I have the recordings of all the Torah portions, I've been listening to it in Hebrew. But this week I kind of had the feeling that I was losing something. forgetting where certain verses were and realizing that maybe I haven't read First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, certain books, you know, in a long, long time.
Right.
So I think that's why this verse is drawing at me, because I see I need to get back to doing both Hebrew and English, which I try to do, but I usually don't have time to do both the Hebrew and the English in both the Torah and the Haftorah. I usually get both of them in Hebrew, and then we try to read the Torah in English, but I don't always get to the Haftorah. So.
Understand. But that's also why, you know, I have been putting into the the weekly parasha, the Chok Yisrael, because literally reading the daily Chok Yisrael, it's basically shouldn't take you more than 15-20 minutes, and then you get both the English and the Hebrew. Except for the one night, which is Thursday night and Friday, where you finish each parasha, so you know, you catch up and have to do it all in that one day. But it's a structure that helps you.
Well, I did it for a few weeks, but it's the idea of, you know, as women, we have so much to do, and like we just finished with the code, and I mean, it was wonderful, but normally I'm able to cook and put in the freezer before the holiday and can really enjoy the holiday. But this year I wasn't able to. I was having to prepare the meals as I went, and gosh, it took me a couple of days to get over Sukkot, because I was so tired. I was falling asleep at 6:00 in the afternoon after Sukkot was over. And it's you know, it's as always, time is always pulling on us.
I don't question that women have a lot to do, but so do men.
Yeah.
And it's all part of the process that we have to do. But it's really, see, that's even phrased incorrectly. It's all part of the process that we have the opportunity to do, and the enjoyment that we will receive is based on how much we enjoy doing that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I take your commentaries with me everywhere I go. I have a Zohar book with me. I squeeze it in wherever I can.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Verse 178. Ma rav tuka da tuva de itkenis li reecha li nun de chale ata paltad lachosin bach mai paalta da uvada divreshit rabbi abba amar Dagan Eden Deha Beumanuta Avid Leia Kucha Barichu Viara Gegavna Dilela Litakpa Beya Tadikayayo Hahidiki Paalta Lahosim Bach Neged, Bene Adam Dehahu Neged, Adam Viachara, Neged Ilain, Tadishin, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Gan Eden Le'ela, V'neged, V'ne Adam, Hawe Le'itan, Kat Le'it Kan Shea, Be'ya Tzadika Yayo, Di'av De Re'uta, Demare Hon. Furthermore, how great is your goodness refers to the hidden good or the stored light. Those who fear you relates to those who fear wrongdoing. Those who occupy themselves constantly with Torah, for whom the light was stored, you have wrought for them who trust in you. He asks, what is the meaning of wrought? And he responds that it refers to the works of creation. The whole of the creation did not come about and could not be maintained if not for those who study Torah, those who can draw through their learning upon the stored light. Rabbi Abba said, the word their learning upon the stored light, rot refers to the Garden of Eden, which the Holy One, blessed be He, crafted on earth in the image of the supernal shape, for the righteous to reinforce themselves. The words are wrought for them will put their trust in you, which you had laid out for those who fear you before the sons of men. Because the lower Garden of Eden is for humans, and the other one, the supernal Garden of Eden, is only for the supernal holy beings, not for people. And Rabbi Shimon said, the word rot refers to the supernal Garden of Eden, but even so it is for the sons of men, for there gather the righteous who do the will of their master. Although the upper Garden of Eden was not for humans, the righteous in the lower Garden of Eden rise through the air into the upper Garden of Eden. Even though the righteous must descend and return to their places, the upper garden is still considered for people. Questions, comments, thoughts?
It's rising through the air into the upper Garden of Eden. Is that at night when we go to sleep?
Yes. It can happen in the day if you're righteous, but for most people it's rising in the air at night. And you really don't get to the upper Garden of Eden. You get to a different level that's not yet there, because unless you're righteous. But depending on the actions that you do each day, that day may be considered righteous for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you will go to the upper Garden of Eden, and you'll be able to study in the yeshivot of all the various tzaddikim. And you'll choose which one to study with that night.
I suppose you don't have memory of that.
Some people do, very few. Usually what happens is you study, and in my case, they ask a question, they pull me out, and I wake up at 3 o'clock. Because the questions I ask are, you know, not appropriate for that level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I take you seriously, so you have to tell me if you're joking.
That's why I always say to people when I'm joking. But,
okay. But
seriously, you know, if you're studying in a yeshiva, in an upper yeshiva, you're going to learn what you're supposed to learn, and that will come back into your mind when you need it in the physical world. You may not remember it the next day, the next morning, but it will be there when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes if you wake up and you feel like you've been having a conversation,
Correct.
Okay.
Verse 179. Vayahulu dekalu ka shamayim v'haaretz v'eila v'tata Rabbi Shimon amar uvada v'umanuta v'oraita shebiktav v'uvada v'umanuta v'torah shebe'alpe the call to Ba'am Elaine Perate, the Oraita Apin, the Oraita Shivim Manim, La Torah Vayahulu, the Eat Kaimu, the Ishtak Lulu, Da Bada, Shamayim Zaret, Spirat Uklal, the call to Ba'am. Raze Dioraita Ditakyan Dioraita Mesavan Dioraita. And they were finished indicates that all the work that was to be done, both above and below, was finished, for the heavens and the earth represent above and below. The word heavens alludes to the supernal above, and earth alludes to the below. Rabbi Shimon said the word heavens alludes to the completion of the works and the craftsmanship of the written Torah. That is the structure of Zeranpin, which is called the written Torah. And the word earth refers to the completion of the works and craftsmanship of the oral Torah. That is the structure of the Nukva, called Oral Torah. The word works refers to the six aspects of Zeranpin, and crafts refers to the top three Sephirot. All their hosts refers to the details of Torah, the 70 alternative aspects of Torah, which are the details of the structure of Zeranpin, called Torah. And the heavens and earth were finished, means that both the Zeranpin and the Nukva, called heaven and earth, can coexist and complement each other. The heavens and the earth are particular and general, and all their hosts are the inner meanings, called secrets of Torah, and the rules of cleanliness and uncleanliness in the Torah. Questions, comments, thoughts.
There's a lot of code words here.
That's what it is. The whole section is filled with code words.
Right.
Because, you know, we read this surface story that the seventh day God completed his work. And people read it as, you know, similar to the question that Jeanette asked was, you know, did God create the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh? But no, he completed it in seventh day, but it was talking only about this level that he was ready to leave his work at, to leave his creation at, and then allow the creation to progress through its own individual process, which is the work that each individual person has to do to correct themselves. And then as they correct themselves, they'll also correct their society. And that's where we are approaching. That's why if you look at the history of man in the world, you'll see this process where you went through, you know, for lack of a better discussion, you know, there was a king and his subjects. And then there was feudalism where the subjects couldn't leave the particular place, piece of land, and had to answer to the feudal lord. and then ultimately to a greater form of freedom and movement, and to the, where we are today with democracy and capitalism, which of course is not the ultimate system, but it will progress into that ultimate system as we move forward. That's the end of the section, so if there's no more questions, we'll be speaking at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, 7 o'clock Western.
So is it all done, or is it still progressing?
It's not done until it's complete and perfection in the physical world, which can only be done when every human being has perfected themselves. Shalom to everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.